Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod, and this is your newbie lesson of the day. My name is JP.
Hello, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana.
Hey, what's up?
Today we've got a dialogue, and the title of it is, Where Are You From?
Yes, that's correct. Basically, it's going to be two friends. It's in a very relaxed atmosphere. Mm-hmm. They're two Latinos, or maybe two people that speak Spanish. So they recognize each other, and they're like, wow, where are you from?
Oh, yeah. They have their Latino radar on.
Exactly.
All right. So they're just meeting, so they don't know a lot about each other, but it is a relaxed atmosphere.
Exactly. I say it's relaxed atmosphere because they use the form tú.
Tú. Tú means you.
Exactly, tú.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and then that's the familiar form.
Exactly.
Because in Spanish, there's also a formal form, which we're not talking about today. So, Liliana, what are the things that our friends who are listening to this podcast, what should they listen for when they listen to this dialogue?
The name of two countries. The first one is going to be Peru.
Which is Peru, obviously.
And the second one is going to be Colombia.
All right, so Colombia.
Exactly.
Okay, Peru and Colombia. All right, folks, you're about to hear the dialogue three times. Listen for those two words, those two key words, Peru and Colombia. If you can listen for more, that's great. You're going to hear the dialogue three times, and we'll be right back.
Dialogue, first time. ¿De dónde eres?
Soy de Perú, ¿y tú?
Yo soy de Colombia.
¡Qué bien!
Second time. ¿De dónde eres?
Soy de Perú, ¿y tú?
Yo soy de Colombia.
¡Qué bien!
Third time. ¿De dónde eres?
Soy de Perú, ¿y tú?
Yo soy de Colombia.
¡Qué bien!
All right, Liliana, let's translate that for the nice people, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, so here we go.
¿De dónde eres?
From where are you?
¿De dónde eres?
Where are you from?
¿De dónde eres? Soy de Perú. ¿Y tú?
I'm from Perú. And you?
Soy de Perú. ¿Y tú?
I'm from Perú. How about you?
Soy de Perú. ¿Y tú? Yo soy de Colombia.
I'm from Colombia.
Yo soy de Colombia.
I'm from Colombia.
Yo soy de Colombia. ¡Qué bien!
How nice.
¡Qué bien!
Great.
¡Qué bien!
¡Qué bien,
yes.
Liliana! All right, so listen, folks, if you heard me translate things two different ways, don't worry. I wanted to give you a literal sense and then a more current sense, a more everyday, yeah, more functional sense. So, all right, let's go into the breakdown. So what was the first sentence of our dialogue?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Now, where are you from? Now, which part of that means where?
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde? Now, you can ask that. That's just a question, right? Where is this? Where is that?
Yeah.
You can always just say...
You can always use it. Where? It's donde.
Donde. Okay. Now, this is a special kind of where. It's from where. So...
De donde.
All right. De donde. De donde. All right. And how do you say, are you?
Eres. Eres.
Eres. Now, that's the verb ser.
Exactly.
Right? The infinitive form is ser. Infinitive just means the dictionary form. If you want to look this up in the dictionary, you're going to look up ser and you're going to get tú eres.
Exactly. All right?
So all together, where are you from?
¿De dónde eres?
All right. And the answer is, I'm from Peru.
Soy de Perú. ¿Y tú?
So I'm from Peru. And you? Or what about you? All right. So let's take a look at that. Which part of that word means I am?
Soy.
Soy means I am. And that's also the verb ser. So we'll talk about ser a little bit later. How about from Peru?
De Peru.
All right. De Peru. Now, de, of course, means from, and we use it in the first sentence, too. And Peru is your keyword, so I hope you were listening for that. And you?
¿Y tú? ¿Y tú?
¿Y tú? Now, that literally means and you, but when we're speaking English, we usually say, how about you? Instead of and you. And you to us sounds a little formal, but sounds perfectly fine in Spanish, right?
Yeah, this is simple. ¿Y tú?
Okay. ¿Y tú? The answer to that is, I'm from Colombia.
Yo soy de Colombia.
Okay, then now there's that verb ser again. Yo soy, right? Soy. Yo, of course.
Yes, it means I.
It means
yo.
I. Okay, so yo soy. I am from Colombia. And the word again for Colombia?
Colombia.
And from Colombia?
De Colombia.
And I'm from Colombia?
Yo soy de Colombia.
All right, folks, we are getting it together here. Last line. How nice or great.
Qué bien. Qué bien.
Qué bien. Now, qué usually means...
What?
It usually means what,
yes.
Right? It means the word what. And here it means how.
Yes.
And so we can say that in English. We can say how nice or how good, right?
Yes.
And our word for nice or good or great?
Bien.
Okay. Yeah, I don't usually, when I'm speaking English, I don't usually go around saying how well or how fine. I usually say, oh, how nice.
No, this is a phrase in Mexico we use like to say, wow, that's cool, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, qué bien,
oh, how, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, folks, let's listen to this dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time. ¿De dónde eres?
Soy de Perú, ¿y tú?
Yo soy de Colombia.
Qué bien.
Second time. ¿De dónde eres?
Soy de Perú. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy de Colombia.
¡Qué bien!
Third time. ¿De dónde eres?
Soy de Perú. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy de Colombia.
¡Qué bien!
All right, now the key grammar in this, and I don't want to alienate you all with grammar, but we just want to go over the verb ser and ser de, right? Because ser means to be, and so if you want to talk about to be from someplace, you say
ser de.
Ser de. All right.
You use de.
De is for from.
Yes.
Okay. So now, how do you say I am from?
Yo soy de.
Okay. And you are from?
Tú eres de.
Okay. And the question, where are you from?
¿De dónde eres?
All right, and that's our little grammar review for the day. Oh, my goodness. Now, I want to talk about Peru and Colombia a little bit. Let's start with Peru. What do you think of, Liliana, when I say Peru?
Wow. Well, the first thing I think about is ceviche.
Ceviche. What's ceviche?
Ceviche, it's a very typical dish from Peru. It's mm-hmm. made of fish. It has cilantro and lemon. It's delicious.
Oh, wow.
It's really good.
Yeah, it sounds good. I kind of want some right now.
What about you?
Well, when I think about Peru, I think about the Inca, and I think about Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
You know, someday I want to go there. Have you ever been to Machu Picchu?
No, I would love to go.
We should go sometime.
I know.
All right. Colombia. What do you think of when we say Colombia?
Well, the first thing I think about is the great writer Gabriel García Márquez.
Oh, yes. Nobel Prize winner of literature for 100 Years of Solitude.
Exactly.
I still haven't finished that book. It's a hard book to finish.
It's great. I love that book. Oh, what definitely. About you? What do you think when I say Colombia?
Well, you know what? There are all sorts of things that I think of when you say Colombia. I think of coffee because I'm from Seattle and coffee is very important to me. But most of all, I think about Shakira. I'm a big Shakira fan. I don't know about you. But...
Yeah, well, who isn't?
All right. Okay, folks, I hope you enjoyed this dialogue. Now, listen, if you want to take a look at the dialogue in written form, you can download the PDF. If you want to take a look at the vocabulary or do some exercises, all of these things are available for you on our website, which is SpanishPod.com. And now it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.